Hey friends, it's Erica Smigelski, and this time I'm coming to you as a solo cast here on Soulful Soundbites as I reflect on season two. And so, you know, what I realized through this little reflective exercise is that this podcast started with the intent to put voice to some thoughts that I had, some insights I wanted to share and wanted to get out of written form and put it on a platform where I could use my voice. So that was season one. This year for season two, I decided to introduce guests on my podcast. And so I moved from sharing my own insights into having conversations with people where we were able to bridge our insights together and bring it to you in these episodes. So you probably noticed this season episodes were a tad bit longer because there was just so much rich content we covered and ground we covered that it was too hard to keep it down to 10, 15 minutes. And so as I thoroughly enjoyed the people I met along this season, along this journey, I also was completely humbled by the insights I learned from each of my guests. And they were so beautiful and sometimes so simple, but yet so profound that I decided to do this episode and share them with you to kind of reflect and some of the highlights from them. So the first one is a dear friend, Sabrina Moyle. She was in my first episode of season two, and we talked about how the conscious mind is a creative mind. And, you know, Sabrina really just carries this essence of a creative being. She's a creative writer, an entrepreneur, a singer. You know, she makes some really badass Halloween costumes with her family. I mean, she just radiates creativity. And we covered some really interesting topics of, you know, when you're in that creative state, how you seem to have access to source or divinity, because sometimes that's a way to describe that kind of creative flow state. And she talked about, you know, how comparing yourself to others is just a killer of creativity. And instead, it could be just creating yourself with your last piece of work. And that can be something that's more nurturing and supportive. But the one thing she shared at the end that I just need to touch on is a quote she shared was, be a creator and not a consumer. And when you are a consumer, then consume to create. And this has stuck with me because it's so powerful as we are inundated with information on all the different platforms. And it's so easy to scroll and swipe and just consume and consume. But when your intention is to go through and do those same exact things, but it's to learn because you're looking to create something and you're looking for inspiration or direction, then it's a beautiful use of consuming. So that was our first episode. And then I had a really just grounded conversation with Karen Flynn as we talked about her soulful evolution. And she's such a wise soul. And we talked about many different things, of which was a fun little play of the hot and cold game that you probably played as a child, where if you're like hiding and the person's trying to find you and they're really far away and you're like cold, cold, cold. And then they start to come closer and you're like warm, warm, warm. And when they're getting really close, you're like hot, 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 hot. That same playful game can help you in navigating your own life. So when you're feeling like I'm going one direction and this just feels cold, 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 you can pivot and go another direction and see if that feels a little warmer, warmer, or I need a little finesse to get to that hot. So we covered so much other topics, but I really just love the playfulness that Karen mentioned with that. And we share the love for journaling and how powerful of a tool that can be. and allows you to really just use that journaling exercise as an invitation to go inward. So check that episode out. And then I had this really grounded conversation with Heather Rardin, and we talked about mothering the elements. And yes, we did focus on the earth element, which is one of my favorites. And as a healing arts practitioner, she has endless certifications on all the different modalities. And so it was such a beautiful conversation where we looked at various different healing aspects of grounding with the earth element, from the food you eat to the way that you treat yourself to sweets, to even just simple grounding practices like walking barefoot on grass, which we know really helps ground one's energy to connect with the earth. But what I learned from Heather is that it also allows us to absorb the energy from the earth and move it into our body. So it's this mutual flow of grounding. And so check out that conversation. Then I had Stacey B, and we talked about self-care as it relates to when you're dysregulated. And she's someone who's a writer and advocate for trauma-informed systems. And so, you know, any conversation I have with Stacey, particularly this one, I felt like I was in the school of Stacey. Like I was just a student there hanging on every word she had to say. She just becomes such a enlightening teacher. And we talked about reconnecting with the body when you get in that dysregulated state, and recognizing and honoring all the signs our body gives us, and then to observe and modify the behaviors once you're able to sort of align with your body, is to then reflect on those states of mind that you were in, whether it was that fight, flight, or freeze. Those are usually key indicators for you to take a pause and look. And then she shared a handful of different neuro drills to really help you stimulate the vagus nervous system. So definitely worth a listen. And then I had Gina Vincent, and she is just such a bold splash of adventure. And she has such a energy about her of courage. And we talked about playing by your own rules. And when you meet her, you definitely get that vibe. And she's a transformation expert and talks about different ways where you can step out of the roles and the rules set by others and create your own. And there was one thing she said in particular that I just loved, was partnering with your dreams instead of chasing them. Because when you think of it, when you're on that pursuit of chasing your dreams, that's exhausting. But when you partner with it, you really then align your daily choices and your actions to help you meet those long-term goals and aspirations. So it's just that subtle shift of focus that really can be a more aligned, enjoyable journey towards your dreams. Then I had Retta Rowland, who's an evolutionary astrologer and executive career coach. And we talked about cosmos and careers. And she's so provoking in how she invites you to look at your natal chart and how that can serve as sort of a syllabus for not only your lifetime, but how you navigate your career. And we had such an engaging conversation. And we talked about how the cosmic wisdom can help you decide whether a situation you're dealing with is a block in your career or a lesson, or maybe even an invitation for you to transform into an essential part of what you're here to do, or kind of your mission. And so she touches on karmic patterns and past lives and how that really plays through your dharma, which relates to you, how you show up in your career. So check that out. And then I had Amy Steen, who is all things herbs. She's an herbalist, an energy medicine educator, and like asterisk by educator, because I really felt like I was talking to a PhD of herbs, and a breathwork coach. So this episode was so full of information. It's, you almost have to pause, process and digest, and continue and pause. But one of the things that she really emphasized, and it just really resonated with me, is that when you connect back to the intelligence of Mother Nature, that your body just naturally recognizes that intelligence. It's just a natural symbiotic relationship. Whereas when ingesting pharmaceuticals, those are foreign to our body's natural processes, which just makes it so compelling for you to consider herbs as a form of healing whatever health issues that you're facing. Then I had Constantine Moron, and we talked about igniting potential. And he's a holistic life empowerment mentor. And he really talked about, you know, when I asked him, what does that mean when you, you know, you help people as a mentor to ignite their potential? And he explained it in such this, he sort of has a gentle giant presence about him. And he described it by saying that he really just helps people by empowering them to find the answers within. And he does that by asking really questions. He asks questions in such an inquisitive, gentle way that it gets you to really start to think. And, you know, he might even challenge you in the most supportive way to challenge your decision or challenge your beliefs. And he does it with no judgment and with so much compassion. And it was such a beautiful conversation. And so definitely check that out. And he just has a way in talking where he really helps you just, you know, he has kind of this energy to help you really reconnect with yourself. And there's like a level of self-awareness that you walk away with after having a conversation with Constantine. So definitely listen to that episode. And then I had Samaya Hill, and she's fascinating. She is a firefighter by day, and then she's also a subtle energy alchemist, which talk about polarities. Like, she just integrates these both in such a beautiful way by talking about taming the inner fires. And what I mean by this is we talked about how your emotions can manifest into your physical body. And she did that by sharing her journey of overcoming MS. And she shared just some practical tactics and ways to do that. And one of them that is just seems so practical that you're like, really, but I have yet to, you know, fully do this and embrace it, is the use of breath work and self-awareness, which those are given, but this suggestion to look at yourself in the mirror, make eye contact, and say, I love you. And that practice just really helps you to identify that when you try to do that and you're finding that causes stress in you, or there's some kind of negative emotion that surfaces in your body, that simply by doing this little exercise of saying, I love you, that those are invitations to help you recognize where there's probably an emotional block within you. So she offers many other methods and from her own experiences and her own beliefs, and had this really cool tool to help you by a voice recording to know what kind of sound would help sort of reset your energy system. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's like on a playlist for me. I just every day will have it playing, and it truly is mysterious but magical. And you want to understand it, but you just trust it and enjoy it. So that's Samaya Hill. Then I had Stephanie Rose, and she really has that essence of like a rose, where she's just so beautiful as you and talking with her. And then when you really just really have a conversation and dive in deep with her, you notice all the different beautiful aspects of her. And we talked about granting yourself permission. And she talks about this by sharing her story of how she was living the American dream, but yet it just felt unfulfilling. And it led her to really seek some deeper meaning and purpose. And through that discovery, she described it as several different permission slips, where it gave her sort of the green light to dive in deeper and to explore with curiosity and kind of a playfulness. And one of the things she talked about is how the flaws that she felt like were hindering her and her career and frankly in life, that when she gave herself that permission to look with curiosity, that those flaws are what became the vital steps for her to really connect with her gifts and like her soul's gifts and her innate abilities and how she can show up for others, including herself. And so it's just Stephanie Rose. It's such a beautiful conversation. Definitely give that episode a listen. And then I had Rachel O'Connor, and she's a midlife and health coach. And we talked about how changing patterns into purpose. And, you know, we zeroed in on the pattern of self-talk, especially negative self-talk, and how that can really help be an invitation for you to make some subtle shifts and taking that patterning and rejiggering it so that it can be of, you know, a tailwind in having you move forward. And one of the things we talked about in particular was her method that it seems so simple, but as she shares, has been such a monumental impact for people that she works with. And the way she described it is that when a person's desire and their genuine commitment, which is shown by their actual action they take, when that is greater than the resistance that they're having or that negative self-talk pattern that they have, that's when they can manifest whatever dreams they're seeking or whatever change they're seeking. And sometimes it can just be, you know, to curb the desire for sweets. It doesn't even have to be this big new transformation. And so it was, you know, it was so beautiful to have this conversation with Rachel, because she's like your best friend and yet this wise woman that has just the right things to say at just the right time. So give the episode with Rachel a listen. Then I had JJ DiGeronimo, and we talked about, she's an author and advocate for all things women. And we talked about her journey, which was really from heights to insights, meaning her self-discovery journey or her path that she traveled, which led her from these high-flying corporate roles of chasing deadlines and titles and promotions and responsibilities, to then bringing in listening to those internal nudges, those practicing gratitude habits, and really finding the ability to stay present. And in her conversation we had, we talked about seeking deeper meaning. And what it came down to is that deeper meaning becomes more accessible when you can align with your essence, your truth. And she talks about her journey of how that, you know, came at a point in her life where she just couldn't deny that anymore. And it sent her on a totally different trajectory, which she's had no regrets on. So a beautiful conversation. Loved talking about her journey and her experience, and reminder of how much we are supported by the universe. And so, yeah, JJ is beautiful. Give that a listen. I mean, I think I've said every one of my guests are beautiful, and I really mean it. And I mean, they're just these brilliant beings that have so much insight and wisdom to share. And, you know, I think, and as I reflect on this in the moment, 20, 25 minutes of a conversation is just not enough to really capture the magnitude of insights they have to offer. But then I remember that these episodes are really meant to be bite-sized, just to give you enough to really be curious and want to learn more about my guest. And so that said, I have a few more to touch on. I had then Ravi Sapal, who's a sound healer, and we talked about sound healing. And while we went in, and he's just has a way with a shamanic drum that, I mean, frankly, like no other, Yeah, we talked about so many other different instruments being that vehicle for you to release some pent-up emotions and really free yourself from whatever could be stuck in your mind, in your heart, or just whatever feels stuck, perhaps even in your energy. And he really just talked about how oftentimes these sounds are forms of a replica almost of sounds from nature. And that really can help us get into those primal memories and help us just to get to the root of the emotion and free that out and release that and let it flow outside of your being. So Ravi, it was definitely a conversation that you just have to really hear him speak, because it's just his voice is oftentimes a sound healing for myself. And he's also a good friend. I also then had Amanda Kate, and we talked about darkness to light. And she's a self-mastery facilitator, which we only touched on her life's work, but it really gave her doctoric learning environment of becoming a master at helping others to find that spark within them to move through really difficult situations. And we talked about how essential it is to confront and heal those past traumas in order to truly free yourself to move forward. And until you do that, you're sort of in, whether consciously or unconsciously, in this loop. And so she shared a bit about her story and how it really was like the bottom of the rock bottom that then became the springboard for her to move forward and step into this work. And then my last guest I had was Ash Marshall Odell, and she's a pranic Reiki practitioner. And that's what we talked about. We had so much to talk about that we actually ended the conversation and then turned around and recorded again for a part two. So this is a two-part conversation, where the first part of my conversation with Ash was really just introducing the uniqueness of pranic Reiki that she received as sort of a download as part of her Reiki process or practice. And then unearthing that and what that means and how it relates and connected to Gaia and Mother Earth, and how it also is connected to the cosmos and the divine. And we picked up the conversation and dove even deeper into this to understand some of the different dimensions and the roles that it plays when balancing your chakras or balancing the kundalini places in your body. And it was so enlightening. She does teach this. She holds many workshops. And if you haven't heard of her, you definitely need to check her out and consider one of her workshops, because it was so full and rich with insights and wisdoms and inspiration. And it was so empowering that you just got to really connect with her. And so when I hold all of that and wrap that up in the spirit of wrapping up this year and wrapping up a package of insights from season two of my podcast, I also feel like here in the heart of this December month, entering into the winter season of, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, that's a time to get really still. And I'm feeling with my podcast, I'm also going to get really still by closing out season two and then just really get quiet enough to be able to dream my visions into reality and really do that by putting some attention and creating some time and space into several dreams that have been in the making for quite some time, but they're just inching along and I just really need to create a bigger platform for them to manifest themselves and then just allow other information and insights to come through of what next year is going to look like and what that means for my podcast. So while I'm winding down the season, I'm not sure what season three looks like and when it will happen, but I will keep you informed on all the social platforms. And I really just want to end this episode with a huge thank you. Thank you for your listens. Thank you for your likes. Thank you for your reviews. I am humbled on this journey I've been on, and I am thrilled and excited and trepidatious and all the things about what next year holds for this podcast. So until then, have a beautiful and magical holiday season, and wishing you all the joy you experience to carry with you into the new year. And with that, blessing.